And she knew that God would make a way to use that song. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Shirley, for accompanying us and for our ensemble. At Christmas, we sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come," and "O come, all ye faithful," which ends with this verse. We can sing this. I'm leading singing today. So, "Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord." And just think, Christmas is only a few months away. At Easter, we sing, "Up from the grave he arose, and Christ the Lord is risen today." And hallelujah, what a Savior, which begins with, "Man of sorrows, what a name, for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim." Hallelujah, what a Savior. Christmas carols and Easter songs especially, but many, many, many more, proclaim God's deliverance. And they remind us of his greatness and his power and his grace. And they help us celebrate his victory over sin and death. And that leads us into a spirit of worship. Our scripture for today is from Exodus 15, is also a hymn of worship. Moses composed it as he recalled the salvation of the Israelites as they watched the Egyptian army destroyed before their very eyes as the Red Sea washed in over them. That's why we sang the Horse and Rider song this morning. In fact, this is a worship song in the key of C, S-E-A. And it's certainly a song of deliverance. And the Israelites, and then Jews all through history, have sung this song at their celebrations, especially at Passover, because Passover was happening at the same time as this, as they fled Egypt. So what we have here is one of the oldest and probably the first recorded hymns of the people of God. And so I'm going to read it to you now. Exodus 15, 1 through 21. And once again, it's not up on the screen. So follow along as you can, or just listen to the words, follow it in your translation. It says, "Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them, and they went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow adversaries. You send out your fury, and it consumes them like stubble. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up and the flood stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who's like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who's like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You have led your steadfast love. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. The peoples have heard, and they tremble. Pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Now are the chiefs of Edom dismayed. Trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. Because of the greatness of your arm, they are still as a stone. Till your people, O Lord, pass by, till the people pass by whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them in your own mountain, the place, O Lord, where you have made your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, where your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. For when the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand. And all the women went out with her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, as I pointed out, this song is a reminder, a wonderful reminder of God's glory and his goodness and his power. And we need this reminder too. When we see the world heading into seeming oblivion, we need this reminder. We need to be reminded that God is still on the throne, and the same God that saved the people of Israel at the Red Sea will save us too. So let's look at how that happens. And first, we see here that God fights and wins our battles. God does. Miriam may have been the first one to sing this song. She may have been the first one to sing, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea." Her song likely wasn't after Moses' song, as it appears in Exodus 15. In fact, I'm pretty certain that Moses didn't turn around from the Red Sea awash with drowning Egyptians. I don't think he turned around singing this song. I do think he heard Miriam and the other women joyously singing God's praise, and he had the opening words to a song of praise that incorporated the next 40 years of wilderness wandering. Moses took what he heard and he built on it and made a great hymn. And he does this. Moses does this by leading his people and praising God for all of his mighty deeds. And there's not an exhaustive list here, but there's a list here. In this song, these deeds were specifically about the sea. The horse and the rider are thrown into the sea. Pharaoh and all his officers are powerless against God's power. Verse 6 says, "Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy." And this is a hymn of salvation. He saved his people. The pursuers didn't stand a chance. And then the Lord guides them on, which takes the term that I used a little bit ago of wilderness wandering, kind of inaccurate. We might call it wandering around in the wilderness, but truthfully, it's always true that the people of Israel were never lost. God always knew where they were. God was teaching them as they wandered around. Now, God is glorious in power. God is glorious in power. Look at the first part of verse 6 again. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. It wasn't a big wind that parted the sea. Okay, it was a big wind, but God did it. Okay, it wasn't that just that parted the sea for the Israelites and then washed it back over the entire Egyptian army. It wasn't a natural phenomenon with some sort of logical explanation. We talked about this last week. It was illogical that this happened because God does what he wants. God does what he wants with his creation. And it was a picture of God's divine power in all its glory. He does what he wants with his creation. Then look at the word pictures in this song. In the greatness of your majesty, you overflow your adversaries. His adversaries are our adversaries, and he overthrows them. He fights our battles. God's fury consumes them like stubble. My mind went to what Eleanor shared with us last week about her neighbor who had a fire. I think it was in the baler. The fire was in the baler, right? It wasn't... And it caught on the straw. And yes, it was straw, and it took, the bales caught fire, and it quickly turned into an inferno, and other awful things happened as a result of it. Okay. We talked about that last week. So, God's fury consumes them like stubble. At the blast of your nostrils, this is an interesting picture. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The flood stood up in a heap. You can picture that. This is the power of God. And it brings to mind the powerful words of a more modern hymn of praise and worship that begins with, "We sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies." We sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. Moses was singing of the glorious might of God that took an enemy that lusted for the spoil and for punishment of the fleeing slaves. And instead, God blew with his wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. God did this. God did this as his people, whom he had promised to deliver, stood whimpering on the seashore. It was his power that accomplished this. God is glorious in power, and not only that, God is the only God, and he leads his people along. Now, it said in there that he's the greatest among all the gods. Well, he's the only one with a capital G, okay? He is the only God. He fought their battles, he fights our battles, and he leads us along. As I said as I began this hymn was developed over the entire Exodus from Egypt to the land of Canaan. Verses 14 through 18 tell us the Philistines feared the Israelites. The chiefs of Edom were appalled by the Israelites. The Moabites were terrified of the Israelites. And the Canaanites were sitting ducks before them. But really, were the people of Israel that formidable? Nope. Their God was. Their God was. All through holy history, God's people have been able to sing the words expressed in an old song. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. God put the Egyptians in their place. They defied him. They defied him. They brought this on themselves. And in their arrogance, they thought that they could ignore all the powerful things that they had seen from him prior to this. They had witnessed plagues. They had witnessed God's power and his might. And they thought in their arrogance that they could punish the fleeing Israelites. But God showed them who's boss. He put himself in his place. We need to put God in his proper place. He's God, and there is no other. He alone is worthy of honor and praise. Moses' song asked, "Who's like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who's like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, and doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them." The word majesty was back in verse 6, and it's here in these verses I just read to you in verse 11, and it's used only one other time in the Bible, and that's in Isaiah 33, the word that is translated as majesty. It tells us that God is majestic in holiness, but more specifically, his majesty is wider and higher and greater, and there is none more noble. He's greater than anyone or anything else. His majesty is just beyond our imagination. And it means that the Lord is worthy of our exaltation. We sang it earlier. The Lord is God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. This is our God. He's holy, and he's holy other. But he's approachable. Okay, he is just so great and so powerful, but he's approachable. This great God, glorious in his might, is he's our daddy. He's our Abba, who welcomes us into his presence. That same God. This is our promise. With God, our future is set, and it's glorious. David Guzik writes, "The heart and the spirit of this song of Moses rings true in the people of God who want to praise him and thank him for all the good he has done for his people. They sing in view of deliverance, of victory, of defense, and of confidence." And then he quotes Charles Spurgeon, who said, "It's obvious then from the plentiful allusions to this song in Holy Scripture that it is full of deep spiritual significance. It teaches us not only to praise God concerning the literal overthrow of Egypt, but to praise him concerning the overthrow of all the powers of evil and the final deliverance of all the chosen. Our God fights our battles. He delivers his people." That's his promise. "And he provides salvation to all who call upon him." And that's why what makes him worthy of praise. And that's why this is a worship song in the key of C. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your deliverance, for everything you do for your people.